WMUC-FM, College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection. Happy Mother's Day. Stay tuned.
My lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window, and the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair. Sing a tune, Lurelio. She tells me she comes from my mother, the mountain, and her skin fits her tightly, and her lips do not lie. She silently slips from her throat a medallion. Slowly she twirls it in front of my eye. Sing it to Lurelio. I watch her, I love her, and I long for to touch her. The satin she's wearing is shimmering blue. And outside my window, her ladies are sleeping. My dogs are gone hunting, the howling is through. Sing it to Lurelio. So I reach for her hand, and her eyes turn to poison, and her hair turns to splinters, and her flesh turns to brine. She leaps across the room, she stands in the window, and screams at my firstborn will surely be blind. Sing it to Lurelio. Then she throws herself out to the black of the nightfall. She's parted her lips, but she makes not a sound. I fly down the stairway and I run to the garden. No trace of my true love is there to be found. Sing it to So walk these hills lightly and watch who you're loving. By our mother, the mountain, I swear that it's true. And love not a woman with hair black as midnight, and a dress made of satin all shimmer and blue. Sing it to Lurelio. Oh, my lover comes to me with a rose on her bosom. The moon's dancing purple all through her black hair. And her lady's in waiting, she'll stand neath my window, and the sun will rise soon on the false and the fair.
There was a story in the San Francisco Chronicle that, of course, I forgot to save. But it was about a lady who lived in the good old days, when a century was born and a century had died. And about these good old days, the old lady replied, why, they were just a lot of people doing the best they could. just a lot of people doing the best they could. And then the lady said that they did it pretty up and walking good. Whatever happened to those faces in the old photographs? I mean the little boys. Boys, hell, they were men who stood knee-deep in the Johnstown mud in the time of that terrible flood. And they listened to the water, that awful noise. And then they put away the dreams that belonged to little boys. Is going down for Mr. Bowie as he's singing with his class of 19-2. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you. I knew a man named E.A. Stewart, spelled S-T-U, A-R-T, and he owned some of the finest horses that I think I've ever seen. And he had one favorite, a champion, the old campaigner, and he called her Sweetheart on Parade. She was easily the finest horse that the good Lord ever made. But old E.A. Stewart, he was going blind, and he said, before I go, I gotta drive her one more time. So people came from miles around, and they stood around the ring, but no one said a word. You know, no one said a thing. Then here they come, E.A. Stewart in the wagon right behind, sitting straight and proud, and he's driving her stone blind. And would you look at her, oh, she never looked finer. Better than today. It's E.A. Stewart and the old campaigner, Sweetheart on Parade. And the people cheered. Why, I even saw a grown man break right down and cry. And you know, it was just a little while later that old E.A. Stewart died. Sun, it is going down for Mr. Bowie as he's singing with his class of 19-2. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you. Oh, Mother Country, I do love you.
WMUC-FM, College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection.
Mama, don't whoop little Buford. Mama, don't pound on his head. Mama, don't whoop little Buford. I think you should shoot him instead. Buford brought home his report card. Buford was proud as could be.
At last he had passed to the third grade, and Buford is just 23.
Mama, don't whoop little Buford. Mama, you'll just be a wreck. For Buford is studying judo, and he'll break your scrawny old neck.
When Buford was 5, he was smoking and drinking hard liquor at 6. At 7, he learned about women. At 8, Buford got his first fix.
Mama, don't whoop little Buford. You'll never know how Buford feels. Buford is good to you, Mama. He brings you whatever he steals.
Now Buford is gone, what a pity. At last we found happiness. We bought a new home in the city, and we won't give him our address.
So Mama, don't whoop little Buford. Mama, don't knock out his breath. Just teach him to be a folk singer, then Buford will soon start to dance.
Come on boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there.
Come on boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, Mama says it just ain't fair.
One night, Mama went to fetch us up, a sweet potato fell down the cellar stairs.
Stork dropped in while she was on the floor, so my sister was born down there.
Daddy said, listen, won't be nothing but a misery, never will be worth a damn.
But Mama just loved her little sweet potato baby with a face like a parboiled yam.
Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there. Come on, boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, Mama says it just ain't fair.
Potato grew up to be as pretty as a peach in her calico and honey yellow curls.
Went to the apple cider ball at the armory with all the other ripe and ready girls.
Sheriff and Pike picked potato for the polka, but she's burning with a fiddly dee.
And before she could turn around and find another partner, Sheriff took her into custody.
Come on boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, gotta get her out of there. Come on boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, Mama says it just ain't fair.
Mom and Daddy put together quite a little posse, counting me and Jack and Cousin Will.
We all hopped into the old Chevy pickup and we caught him at the top of the hill.
Daddy took his Remington and shot away the lock quarter, set his little darling free.
But Potato said,
Daddy shut the goddamn door,
Sheriff wants to marry me.
Let's go boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, guess we better leave her there. Let's go boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, Mama says it's more than fair. Let's go boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, guess we better leave her there. Let's go boys, potatoes in the paddy wagon, Mama says it's more than fair. Mama says it's more than fair. Mama says it's more than fair.
My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
It feels good in your tummy and it feels good on your knees. I said my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese. My mama likes the taste of Timbuktu.
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 I don't know where to get it, but I got it on my shoe. I said my mama likes the taste of Timbuktu. Take it away, Betty. My mama
likes the look of cotton balls.
Mama likes the look of cotton balls.
My mama likes the look of cotton balls.
Mama likes the look of cotton.
Especially the look when they are stuffed into your jaws. I said my mama likes the look of cotton balls. My mama likes the sound of Listerine.
Mama likes the sound of Listerine.
My mama likes the sound of Listerine.
My mama likes the sound of Listerine.
My mama don't like no dirty words, just words that are all clean. I said my mama likes the sound of Listerine.
Take it away, somebody!
My mama likes the smell of Uncle Sam.
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 Don't like the smell of Aunt Janelle, but man, oh man, oh man, well, my mama likes the smell of Uncle Sam.
Bring it down, bring it down.
My mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
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 It feels good in your tummy and it feels good on your knees. I said my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Come on, hokey!
Well, don't stick it up your nose or it is bound to make you sneeze. I said my mama likes the feel of cottage cheese.
Woo! Mom always likes you best. There you go. What do you mean?
My mom always liked my brother best and she never liked me. Mom and you,
why do you
and
mom? Why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know?
And you always picked on me. You and Mom, my mom and my brother get together and they say, we don't like you. Because Mom liked you best
you know
and she
why
never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She, oh.
Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew Mom liked you best. You and Mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
Touchy, touchy.
Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more than
anything. Everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me. I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything. I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't.
Crying,
I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog. Hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? But I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Hold it a minute. And before we go any further, you know you had your own pet already.
Crummy chicken.
Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it. You
said, I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster. And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get up their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either! You had a bicycle!
Now hold it down, You're just getting excited. You had a wagon. That was a good wagon.
One wheel.
What'd you do with the other wheels?
Well, it was hard for the chicken to pull that one-wheel wagon.
Listen.
You never liked me, and you went on hikes, and you... and.
You know why you didn't get to go on hikes? You never would accept me.
You even had a dolly.
A what?
A dolly.
My brother had a dolly.
You shut up. You shut up about my doll.
You had that dolly. I remember you and your dolly. I said, Mom, don't give me a dolly. I always liked my brother. Mom says, always like your brother. And I like my brother. We used to hang around and do things together. About once every 3 or 4 months, he'd say, come on, Tom, let's go smoke some Crayolas.
I certainly did not say that.
You did,
Crayolas.
Too!
I did not. It stains your teeth.
You go on hikes.
That's right, we went on hikes because dogs and boys go on hikes. You can't take a chicken on a hike.
Frank was a good hiker.
Listen, all the guys knew Frank was the best hiking chicken in the block. The reason you couldn't go on a hike, you couldn't keep up. You in that crummy wagon. But you want to know the real
reason? Fastest one-wheel wagon around!
All right, Tommy, we want to know the real reason. Is that it wasn't your place to go on a hike with us. We liked you, and we liked the chicken, but boys and dogs, they go on hikes together, they're buddies, you know? A little boy even sleeps with his dog. You've never realized the place for a boy and his chicken. Chicken coop. You should have kept that crummy chicken in that chicken coop, Tom, and away from my dog.
My chicken killed his dog.
The ceiling, ashtray on the floor, laundry on the sofa, need I say more? I walked out with my hair wet, I caught one awful cold, should have been more careful, should have done like I was told. I can't believe it, how could it be, just like you said could happen. So it did to me. And just when I might have seen the light of day, I crossed my eyes till it stayed that way. And I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, 'cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. Boogeyman came calling, I said I wasn't home. He didn't believe me, he wasn't alone. He had my number, he got my goat. He bought my tickets, he paid off my note. And he left in a hurry, said he couldn't stay. I guess he had his reasons, I'm not the one to say. I keep my distance as best I can, living out my time here in Never Never Land. And I can't grow up, 'cause I'm too old now. I guess I really did it this time, Mom. Mm-hmm. go chase tornadoes, just me and you. You don't often catch them, but man, when you do, just take my catch rope and crawl out on the wing. We won't come down till we own that thing. And then we'll sit out on the front porch, quiet as a mouse, one last time before they close on the house. We'll keep our distance as best we can, having us a time here in Never Never Land. And we can't grow up, we're much too old now. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really did it this time, Mom. I guess we really.
Call me stupid.
Okay.
And you and your stupid, you can call me stupid, and you, well, you and your ruffian friends used to play tricks on me and never treated me nice.
Listen, I never had any ruffian.
You had
friends.
Ruffian, we my never. Brother had ruffian friends. They used to come over to my house and say, "Hi there, I'm a ruffian friend of your brother." And they, you know what they told me to do? They
were giving you good advice.
You weren't giving me good advice.
Direction. That's all you needed was a little direction.
Good direction.
We tried to give
you. You know what they made me? They gave me a direction. They said, they told me to trade my bubble gum and chew the trading cards.
We never did that.
Yes, you did.
No, we did.
I ruined the whole 1949 St. Louis Cardinals.
Now, that is not the truth. We never did anything like that. I treated you as good as any brother could treat his brother. I gave you my toys when I didn't want them anymore. I did everything for you.
You were evil, mean, and wicked, and bad, and nasty.
Listen,
you tried to set yourself up as a super sibling.
I don't know why you're talking like that.
Remember, my brother, they gave my brother, my mom never hardly ever liked me at all, and I always liked my brother, and they gave me some Lincoln logs to build little
cabins. I gave you those Lincoln logs, and they...
Yeah, but you had termites in them.
I didn't
And
know
I called
termites.
The exterminator.
Yeah.
And Mom smacked me right in. What do you need a exterminator for? I said, well, my brother, super sibling Dickie, put termites in my Lincoln logs. You did so.
I did not.
You did so.
You're just making everything up, and I don't appreciate it.
One time a little parakeet flew in our window.
Yeah, I remember that.
You didn't do anything to help that.
Well, why didn't you? You saw him. You could have helped him.
No, I couldn't. That parakeet, there was a... My mom was making some hot chocolate. They had a whole pot of boiling hot milk.
A pot of hot milk, yeah.
Hot milk there, and you didn't help that parakeet.
You were closer. Why didn't you help?
I couldn't say anything. I had those trading cards in my mouth. And that parakeet flew right into that boiling milk, and I don't like creamless parakeet.
Hey, that's a pun, isn't it?
No, that really happened.
Now that is enough. I don't want to hear
and
anything.
And Mom made me eat it!
Now, get out of here. She didn't know. How was it?
Tasted like... tasted like a cream of asparagus. Yeah, not something you want to have every night.
Thank you.
WMUC-FM College Park, 8:30. You're listening to Dave Shrecker Collection, tribute to mothers for Mother's Day this evening. In the background, Pearl, Janis Joplin, the Full Tilt Boogie Band, as a tribute to Janis. This was released on the Pearl Sessions and the deluxe edition of Pearl. Much later, but it's from those sessions, on her last album. She died while it was pretty much finished, but there may have been some loose ends as she died suddenly in 1970. Well, let's let you know what we've been listening to in the last 30 minutes or so, a little over 30 minutes. The Smothers Brothers, You Can Call Me Stupid, from Mom Always Liked You Best. It came out in the early 60s. I'm thinking 64, somewhere in there. Before the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour in the 60s. James McMurtry with Peter Pan from It Had to Happen before that. The title track to Mom Always Liked You Best from the Smothers Brothers. Y'all, My Mama Likes the Feel of Cottage Cheese from the Hey Y'all soundtrack. The New Main Street Singers from A Mighty Wind, the album, that movie from 2003, Potatoes in the Paddy Wagon. The late, great Homer and Jethro. Mama Don't Whoop Little Buford from Fractured Folk Songs from 1964. And John Stewart from California Bloodlines from 1969. We heard Mother Country from the great songwriter, late John Stewart. Townes Van Zandt, speaking of late great songwriters, Our Mother the Mountain, the title track to that album. And we preceded with Blackberry Smoke and started the set with that one. Mother Mountain featuring the Wood Brothers from Find a Light from 2018. That's what we've been listening to, honoring mothers on Mother's Day, in memory of my mother, Charlene, and in honor of my wife, Peggy, who is the mother of my children. And also for Norma, Pam, and my daughter-in-law, Erin, who is our first Mother's Day tomorrow. So to all the mothers out there, it's not too late to get Mom something. Be sure you remember Mom tomorrow. And if you missed this broadcast or any other, all broadcasts are archived for 1 week after. Go to wmuc.umd.edu. And check out all WMUC has to offer. You can even donate to WMUC. So check that out. And let's get back into music with more Mother's Day celebrations. Back in 1974, at the Capitol Center in Largo, Maryland, Bob Dylan and the band appeared for two nights, one of which my parents were there. But I don't know which night, so I'm just picking one. January 17th, let's see, 13th, 1974, and this is from Before the Flood, the complete recordings of Before the Flood. So let's check that out on Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM, College Park.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, a handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn, plays wasted words and proves to warn that he not busy being born is a busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You fellow find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. Feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you'd just be one more person crying.
So don't fear if you hear that foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Mom, only saw you. There's some one victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl. Others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusioned words are like a bullet's bark, as human gods aim for the mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christ that glow in the dark. Easy to see without looking too far, not much is really sacred. Our preachers preach of evil fates. Teachers teach that knowledge waits can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates. Even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. Though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's people's games that you got to dodge. But it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs they con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. Yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear someone thinks they really found you. That question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy and show you not to quit. Keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. Though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing more to live up to. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. Money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see, with the killer's pride, security, it blows the minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuff, to graveyards, false goals I scuff at, pettiness which plays so rough, walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say alright, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, I'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's alright, Ma, life and life only.
Looking through the window to see which way the wind blows, it seems as though a hurricane is due today. Sunny on the outside, stormy on the inside. Tell me weather's always best for making hay.
Here comes Everlasting. Looks like he's been fasting with his friends in the N-word director's role. Like a banderillo with his cigarillo, rubs the rich, rubs the rich, brings it all back home. Please don't get us wrong, man. This is just a song, man. No matter what we say, this is the season. Stormy weather's on the way.
This is the season, stormy weather's on the way. You better stop worrying, wish
Johnson's decision, so they're out of luck. Associates are reeling, the wallpaper is peeling. He doesn't see the paperwork that's come unstuck. Please don't get us wrong, man, this is just a slow man. No matter what we say, this is the season. Stormy weather's on the way. Flight just touched down today. Looking drawn and haggard, through the door he staggered with a sound that he found over Frisco Way. Please don't get us wrong, man, this is just a song, man. No matter what we say, this is the season. Stormy weather's on the way. This is the season. Stormy weather's on the way. You better start worrying. Yeah.
voice of flame whiffling through the tulgey wood and burble as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker snack. He left it dead, and with its head went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O rapturous day! Calloocalay, he chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig, and the slimy toad still gyre and gimble in the wabe. O mimsy of the barracudas, and the bone rats are grey.
It is in the heart, so I can smell harder. Now, my mind is gonna be in the heart.
Nestled down into your mother hips.
what, and we nestled down into your mother.
Mama! Dr. Adonis, and you're on the Love Line. How may I help you?
It's my mother.
What about her?
Did you ever see the film Psycho, Doctor?
117 times at last count.
Then you know my mother.
Oh, I don't think I do.
She's always on me, Doctor, hovering, demanding, telling me what to do, who to see, where to go.
Oh, I'm sure she only has your best interests at heart.
You think so, Doctor? I'm 37 years old, and she still checks behind my ears to see if I've washed.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Wash behind your ears.
What difference does it make? I called you up for advice, not a browbeating.
Browbeating? Is that any way to talk about your mother?
Mother, where are you?
I'm on the upstairs phone, and I don't appreciate you talking to strangers about family business. I'm very disappointed, Harold.
I'm sorry, Mother.
And as for you, Mr. Dr. Know-It-All, I'd mind my P's and Q's if I were you.
Oh, just one minute,
don't
ma'am.
Don't sass me, young man.
No.
Now hang up that phone and go to bed this instant, the both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's that woman? Why, she's singing. I won't have that in my house. Where did you meet any women like that, Harold? Where did you? I won't have that in my...
Hello, we are the Tiger Cub Scouts of Pack 740, Gen 5, in College Park, Maryland. And in scouting, we do a lot of fun things.
We build and race cars in our Pine Ridge Derby.
We go on hikes.
We go camping.
We go on field trips.
For more information,
go to www.scouting.org.
You can join anytime.
We love scouting because
scouting is fun!